Welcome to the Magical Mystery Fail edition of the Inner Side Radio program with me, Scooter. We're going to kick off this evening's program with a rant from the relentless and prolific pre-internet spammer Francis E. Deck, a clinically paranoid conspiracy theorist who operated in the late 70s, early 80s. Deck would print his screeds onto various flyers, which he mass mailed to random people, businesses, and media all over the world. In the mid-80s, one of these bundles was sent to legendary radio DJ Doc Britton at Cincinnati's WZUU, who recorded audio versions of some of Deck's rants, which became immediate cult classics that spread by cassette and became popular on what was then referred to as underground radio, of which we at KPFT are an artifact. From there, we'll descend into the deep magical mystery fail mix, so hold on to your spirituality and smoke them if you got them.
Look at the picture. See the skull, the part of bone removed, the master race Frankenstein radio controls, the brain thoughts broadcasting radio, the eyesight television, the Frankenstein earphone radio, the threshold brainwash radio, the latest new skull reforming to contain all Frankenstein controls, even in thin skulls of white pedigree males. Visible Frankenstein controls, the synthetic nerve radio directional antenna loop. Make copies for yourself. There is no escape from this worse gangster police state using all of the deadly gangster Frankenstein controls. In 1965, CIA gangster police beat me bloody, dragged me in chains from Kennedy, New York Airport. Since then, I hide in forced jobless poverty, isolated, alone, in this low, deadly old house. The brazen, deadly gangster police and puppet underlings spray me with poison nerve gas from automobile exhausts and even lawnmowers. Deadly assaults, even in my yard, with knives, even bricks and stones, even deadly touch Taban or electric shock flashlights, even remote electronically controlled around corners projection of deadly touch tarantula spiders, or even bloody murder accidents to shut me up forever with a sneak undetectable extermination, even with trained parroting puppet assassins in maximum security insanity prison for writing these unforgivable truths. Until my undetectable extermination, I, Francis E. Deck, Esquire, 29 Maple Avenue, Hempstead, New York, I stand alone against your mad, deadly, worldwide, conspiratorial, gangster, computer god communism with wall-to-wall, deadly gangster protection, lifelong sworn conspirators, murder, incorporated organized crime, the police and judges, the deadly sneak-parroting puppet gangsters using all the gangster deadly Frankenstein controls, these hangman rope sneak deadly gangsters, the judges and the police, trick, trap, rob, wreck, butcher, and murder the people that keep them terrorized in gangster Frankenstein earphone radio slavery for the communist gangster government and con artist parroting puppet gangster playboy scum on top.
Don't you want devoted followers who leave their families for you, give their money to you, give their bodies to you, give up their lives for you, consider you God, and will kill for you? Don't you want to become a cult leader? Since the death of God, there's been a vacancy open. You could fill that void. Here's how.
I think it's a privilege to call yourself Scientologist, and it's something that you have to earn. And because Scientologist does.
You really don't remember me, do you?
She has the ability to create new and better realities.
Murphy! It's you!
Being Scientologist, she wants to help. Absolutely. So for me, it really is KSW, and it's just like, it's something that, I don't mince words with that. With anything. That policy in me has really gone for me. Never had a fight. There's a time I went through and said, you know what? When I read it, I...
There are people who wonder if faith is real. I can tell you, in my family, there's not a second of doubt. Because were it not for the transformative love of Jesus Christ, I would have been saved, and I would have been raised.
That's exactly it. Being a Scientologist, when you drive past an accident, It's not like anyone else. As you drive past, you know you have to do something.
By a single mom without my father in the house. Imagine another little girl living in Africa.
And you're not going to be victorious until that happens. Jesus is either the Lord of all, or he's not Lord at all. Make up your mind.
Before the moment of death, the brand of Satan was burned in her flesh.
Resistance overcomes resistance. A rubber band is effective only when it's stretched. Remember the tea kettle. When it's up to its neck in hot water, it sings its best song.
You know you're the only one that can really help. That's what drives me. That I know
are,
that we have
in old language, a couple thousand years ago, disciples. Those who are trying to prepare themselves for entry into the evolutionary level above human, synonymous with the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. We're going to talk to you about the most urgent thing that is on our mind, and what we suspect is the most urgent thing on the minds of those who will connect with us. We'll title this tape
Help for the first time.
Planet Earth
change people's
about to be recycled.
I am dedicated.
Your only chance to evacuate is to leave with us.
Dedicated to that.
Planet Earth
there to help, okay? But
about to be recycled.
You know, also the public, it's like
your only chance to
not just the orgs, it's
survive.
Not just garbage. You know, it's not just
or
not
evacuate
just me,
is to leave
it's everyone out
with
there,
us.
Kind of rereading KSW
now,
and looking at what needs to be done
pretty
and saying, okay,
major statement.
Am I going to do it or am I not going to do it? Period. And am I going to look at that guy or am I too afraid because I have my own outlet? Putting someone else's out.
First off, that's all I'm gonna charge y'all per compliment you giving me. See how much purse I can earn off of it. As far as bars, you heard wrong, you heard continent. See incontinence, incontinent turns prosper. Rocking the first mark of
the rise against the wind, not with the wind. A tiny seed that's planted in the soil has to struggle and push its way up through the rock and the hard dirt. It fights its way up to the sunshine and the air, then only to wrestle with storms and snow and frost. And then and only then does it become a mighty oak tree.
Because I won't hesitate to put ethics on someone else, you know, because I put it ruthlessly in on myself. And I think that I respect that.
Are you weary in well-doing? Give up every thought of quitting. Endure. Fight the good fight. Win. Give up. Try again. James 5:11. Behold, we count them happy which endure. You will face heartache. You will face betrayal. You will face rejection. You will face ridicule, slander, false accusation, and enemies. Jesus had a Judas. You will have a Judas. Endure it. Jesus did. You can. Forgive your enemies. Get up and try again. Victorious in this life. Give him praise in the house of God.
That once you know these tools and you know that they work, it's not good enough that I'm just doing okay. Traveling the world and meeting the people that I've met, you know, talking with these leaders in various fields.
We're not saying that planet Earth is coming to an end. We're saying that planet Earth is about to be refurbished, spaded under, and have another chance to serve as a garden for another human civilization.
It's our responsibility to do that. It is the time now. Now is the time, okay? It is being a Scientologist, people are turning to you, so you better know it.
There are different degrees of fainting. And Revelation 2:3 says, you have not fainted. Say that with me. You have not fainted. Now this is the beauty of the Greek language. Fainting in the Greek text means simply to slacken the pace. Say that with me. Slacken the pace. That means you can go from running to walking. That's slackening the pace. You can go from walking to sitting down. That's slackening the pace.
Now, you say you keep saying us. Who do you think you are? Well, I, in all honesty, must acknowledge my father.
Are you trying to recruit me?
No. My father is not a human father.
You can join us Sunday special. Join our elite mission.
My father is a member.
We can teach you special power.
Of the evolutionary level.
Psychic power.
Past life connection.
Above human.
Telekinesis.
The kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven. My father gave me, long before this civilization, gave me birth into that kingdom level above human, that kingdom of heaven, that kingdom of God.
Master class, I'm faster ass, my nigga, why you say it's the last? Holy, got stuck for words. Some might say I'm too nice, but a nigga take his own advice. I always learn the hard way. Some say that I'm retarded.
When you're not going flat out.
Now you can say, well, I can't believe that.
You did run well for a season. What hindered you?
It's up to you whether you believe that or not. That's not important to me, even though I wish that you could believe it for your sake.
Oh, for the glory of the old students.
For those who do believe it, stand a possibility of a future beyond this recycling time. Now you say, well, according to religious literature, I thought there was someone else that was going to come and be our savior here at these end days. That was going to be Christ's return.
And his message to the world. It is the message. He is our hope. There is no other hope.
And I thought, what a beautiful thing, because maybe one day it'll be like that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe one day. Yeah. Wow, SPs, they'll just read about those in the history books, you know? Maybe I just.
A message to the materialistic world who thought after America and their dogs from the Arab and non-Arab, who they call the so-called themselves Muslims, after 50 countries they came to fight the Muslims, right? They thought that they're going to defeat the Muslims. We have the message, we don't have anything to say except what Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran. Inna Allah yudafi an alladhina amanu.
What the fuck you think I'm here for?
True, this indeed, Allah.
This is the fucking game, girl.
My life is Nintendo.
I beat this game every day. I beat this game every day. I beat this game every
day. He's the one who's defending the Muslims. Who's defending the one who believes, who truly believes that there is no God except Allah Azza wa Jal. And Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the last messenger. Our message is like, look at your plane. Wallahi, we going to win. Wallahi, Allah Azza wa Jal is going to support us. Wallahi, we going to win. And wallahi, we going to open the whole world with Islam. And Islam is going to rule like how Allah Azza wa Jal, he promised us, and how Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he promised us.
Well, the name Christ might be a little confusing, or the name Jesus, because the name Jesus, of course, was the name given to the body, that mind that was indeed from the kingdom of heaven.
The Bible says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service. You don't get a blue ribbon for that. That's ground zero behavior for a New Testament Christian.
So the one or the mind that was in Jesus, that mind is in me.
You present your bodies a living sacrifice. That means you push yourself when you don't feel like doing something, because you're not driven by feeling. You're driven by the command of mission to fulfill what God has given you to do.
You'll have to decide that for yourself. I must admit that I am here again. That I'm here saying exactly the same thing
wish it was different
that I said then, trying to say it in today's language.
Everything God controls finishes its assignment.
Trying to hope that for your sakes, you can see what we have to offer you. For our Father offers you life.
Now, originally, they were called the Warlocks.
Oh, the Warlocks. Yeah. Oh, so witches.
Yes.
It's interesting, though, we now know for sure from declassified Central Intelligence Agency documents that Jerry Garcia was working for the CIA.
Absolutely.
Spreading all this LSD and drugs to everybody, encouraging the kids to think about necromancy and communication with the dead, promoting the drug revolution. He was a CIA operative.
Yes.
Isn't that an amazing thing?
It is so subtle, and it's all around us. It's like, I mean, the Brotherhood is the filter that the stars rise up through.
It's like, man, you're either in or you're out. As spectators, it's something that is, we have no time for it now. So it's our responsibility to educate, create the new reality. You know, we have that responsibility to say, this is the way it should be done. Because we do it this way, and people are actually doing better. Let's get it done.
See the test the world and glow.
Have no love, compassion,
past the world, see the glow.
Do it.
The past the world, see the glow.
Do it.
The past the world, see the glow.
I have to tell you something. I really do.
In fact, there's an article that I saw in Jerusalem Post that came out yesterday, and it said, they say we own Hollywood. We do. So what? As a Jerusalem Post, like, yeah, we own it now. Right. We're finally willing to admit it.
Well, how could they hide it?
Well, they really can. You know, that Jon Stewart, who emceed the awards, was Jewish.
Right.
Sandra Bullock, bless her heart, and I love her. She's Jewish. So we have a Jewish festival. They own Hollywood. They've always owned it.
Not talking about human life.
It does not grow weary at noonday and shut off.
And we see the planet as a stepping stone.
It does.
There are people who wonder if faith is real.
Those spectators. You're in the playing field or out of the arena, you know. that's how I feel about it. I do what I can.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And it's time for the church in America to say so. We believe the Bible. We believe it's true. We believe a man should marry a woman. We believe the Bible and have a right to live. This we believe without apology to anyone. Not ever.
They didn't apologize for the sacrilegious use of religious symbols as sex toys, strippers and men dressed as Jesus hoisted in cages over a Catholic church on a Sunday, and men dressed as nuns mocking them.
We're trying. If everybody will relax, the best thing you do to relax, then you will have no problem. You'll have no problem with the thing if you just relax. Friend, it's a friend.
If they think that this is okay, as well as, you know, the other plots, men performing oral sex on each other in the street. What about using the crucifix as a sex toy? Is that okay with you, Fred?
No way I'm going to do it. I refuse. I don't know who fired the shot. I don't know who killed the congressman. But as far as I'm concerned, I killed him. You understand what I'm saying? I killed him.
Free at last.
Do you use the crucifix?
Well, I find the anti-gay rhetoric from the Catholic Church offensive.
Back to that old three phases of married love. Lust, rust, and dust. Ephesus was decent, respectable, orthodox. God said, the church.
What about the stripper hoisted in a cage?
Your love for Christ.
Above the church, a man dressed as Jesus and the guys mocking nuns.
And for each other has cooled off.
You don't have a right to go into the street and mock my religion.
One of the great tragedies with the church in America.
In a blasphemous, sacrilegious way. Treat Catholics as if we were gays, and then we'll be very happy.
Well, I know what I just said. I said that I am the return of the son of my father.
Keep your emotions down. Keep your emotions down. Children, it will not hurt if you'll be quiet. If you'll be quiet.
My father came with me, took on a human form, an adult human form, helped me get in an adult human form in the early 70s, and we together helped those who came with us that were also here 2,000 years ago get in the body that they were wearing.
Hey, you know, someone had told me that you're famous.
The ladies adored him.
Captain Murphy. Hi. And now, sir, why do you think I should choose you to father my baby?
Huh? His hypnotic power mesmerized the entire world.
I mean, I've
under hypnosis, he can make her do whatever he wishes. You understand what that means? He must be destroyed before he destroys us all.
But can they kill?
It's been done by every tribe in history. All the Indians of the Amazon are doing it right now. They refuse to bring any babies into the world. They kill every child that comes into the world because they don't want to live in this kind of a world. I tell you, I don't care how many screams you hear. I don't care how many anguished cries. Death is a million times preferable to 10 more days of this life. If you knew what was ahead of you, if you knew what was ahead of you, you'd be glad to be stepping over tonight. Death is common to people. And the Eskimos, they take death in their stride. Let's be dignified. If you quit telling them they're dying, if you adults would stop some of this nonsense, adults, I call on you to stop this nonsense. I call on you to quit exciting your children when all they're doing is going to quiet rest.
Well, I'm glad it's over. Hurry, my children, hurry. All I say, does not fall into the hands of the enemy. Hurry, my children.
My father was a pastor.
Hurry. There's seniors out here that I'm concerned about. Hurry.
My grandfather was a pastor.
I don't want to leave my seniors to this mess.
My great-great-grandfather was a pastor.
Quickly.
I know something about church history.
My father, even though T returned to the heavens.
No more pain, Al. No more pain, I said, Al.
In 1985.
No more pain.
And T is my heavenly father.
All we're doing is laying down our life. We're not letting them take our life. We're laying down
our life. I'm here to offer you, as these are, an opportunity to know the truth.
We just want peace. How could do them? All they're doing is taking a drink to go to sleep.
Then you might survive the recycling that is about to occur.
That's what death is, sleep.
That's being hard to work.
A Scientologist can be defined by a single question. Would you want others to achieve the knowledge?
The secret work of all police in order to maintain a communist closed society. The same worldwide mad, deadly communist gangster computer god that controls you as a terrorized gangster Frankenstein earphone radio slave parroting puppet. You are a terrorized member of the master race worldwide. 4 billion eyesight television camera guinea pig communist gangster computer god master race. You're living, thinking, mad, deadly, worldwide, communist, gangster, computer god, secret, overall plan, worldwide, living, death, Frankenstein slavery, to explore and control the entire universe with the endless stairway to the stars, namely, the man-made inside-out planets with nucleonic-powered speeds much faster than the speed of light. Look up and see the gangster computer god concocted new fake starry sky, the worldwide completely controlled deadly degenerative climate and atmosphere through the new world-round translucent exotic gaseous envelope, which the worldwide communist gangster computer god manipulates through countless exactly positioned satellites, the new fake phony stars in the synthetic sky for ages before Frankenstein controls apoidic computer god new world order degeneration with gifted with all gangster Frankenstein controls, deadly gangster parroting puppet brain programmed robots, deadly ape Frankenstein machines, degenerative disease to eternal Frankenstein slavery, overall plan through one world communism, top secret code word, meaning worldwide absolutely helpless and hopeless, simple language, mongrel, mulatto, apoidic, Worldwide, systematic, instant plastic surgery, butchery, murder, fake aging, so all people are dead or useless by age 70. Done at night to you as a Frankenstein slave, parroting puppet gangster slave. Now, even you know I am a menace to your worldwide, mad, deadly, communist, gangster, computer god. Therefore, I must go to extermination before I am exterminated by this gangster, computer god, concocted and controlled, worst mongrel, organized crime, murder-incorporated gangster communist government. I hand you the secrets to save the entire human race and the entire universe. Donate money or even a manual typewriter to me for your only hope for a future.
Well, we ended up right where we started with DJ Doc Britton reading a Francis E. Deck rant. Deck suffered from what is now referred to as a delusional mechanistic paranoia that constructs a malignant, all-powerful machine-like universe that observes your every move with a gangster Frankenstein computer god worldwide secret containment policy. Turns out he was somewhat prophetic on that one, as was William Burroughs' Interzone World.
And, you know, I realize it's cruel to make fun of the mentally ill, but in my defense, if I had played the unedited version of that rant, which had more N-words than a Lil Wayne joint, not used as a term of endearment, and some weapons-grade Jew-hating anti-Semitism, you'd probably agree, hey, he's fair game. And actually, the unhinged racism made the rant even more hilarious, and I'd play it for anybody hanging around the crib, but that's different than broadcasting on radio. From the top, we descended into the all-star spiritual world fail, featuring both Tom and Ted Cruz. Tom, the fence post child for Sileology, and Ted, a more traditional Smiterman, god-bothering, smug golden kaffir. John Hagee with more knuckle-dragging from Texas, Heaven's Gate castration suicide cult leader, Marshall Applewhite. Hail Bop! Bill Donahue, the self-appointed protector of Catholic cultists and their make-believe heterosexuality. Speaking of fanatics, we heard from ISIS, from one of their ever-so-compelling recruitment videos. Irresistible stuff. I'm ready to go. But don't tell anybody at the earphone radio, all-seeing television, I implant Frankenstein, computer god, satellite master race, worldwide synthetic sky, communist computer gangsters. Right-wing Christian radio outed Jerry Garcia as a CIA plant. like if we didn't know that. And the worldwide Jewish Hollywood conspiracy again. You may have recognized the dulcet tones of Jim Jones recorded at the infamous Flavor Aid suicide disaster. All of the music was a mixtape from a Captain Murphy project, Duality, which is on YouTube and features various artists. Captain Murphy is AKA Flying Lotus. You've been listening to the Innerside Radio's special Magical Mystery Fail. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.
Pray one prayer 10 times every 5 minutes will not bring your soul spiritual relief. The only place your soul can find spiritual relief is in the shadows of the cross, and there's room at the cross for you.